Let's talk beer, let's talk beards, let's talk tashes, and let's talk the Heritage Festival from Hop Temple. Morning, Brian Taylor.
Hey, how are you, PT?
Going okay, my friend. How are you?
Yeah, really good, mate. Really great.
Excellent. Now, let's quickly talk about the beer hop over the weekend. Some good numbers back in town.
It was fantastic. It was great to see, and the weather held off for us in the end. A little bit of rain in the morning, but it was great in the afternoon. Really great crowd, mature crowd, mate. Great numbers. We're really happy.
And plenty of Uber cars for the drive home.
Yeah. Mate, well, majority of the people that come along were out of town, which was fantastic. It was a mature crowd that wanted to know about beer and about Ballarat.
Yeah. You're a heavy backer of this town, Brian Taylor, and a heavy backer when it comes to putting on events and attracting those from outside of the Ballarat area, aren't you?
Oh, I love it, mate. I love showcasing Ballarat to these people because a lot of the time they hear about Ballarat but don't know about it or haven't been here for over 10 years. And once you show them what's going on, Ballarat is a vibrant city that's really happening now.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And, of course, you're running a couple of great establishments, Hop Temple being one of those.
Yeah. This is an exciting time for Hop Temple this time of year. It's a great time to have a beer inside and warm, cosy, open fire we've got there. And also there's a couple of cool events associated with beer and beards. And look out, I bet you've got someone there with you right now.
As a matter of fact, I have. And, of course, this is one of the big things that happens as a part of the Heritage Festival Week, which includes two fabulous weekends. So, Brian, we're just going to pop you into the background there for a moment and introduce the head honcho of the Beards and Tash competition, Jake Warren. Good morning to you, Jake.
Good morning, PT.
Good to see you were able to make it into the studio and sporting a wonderful, wonderful beard that you to be a lot bigger and fuller than it is now. We'll get to that story firstly, but you're not only the head honcho of this great competition that's been running how many years now, Jake?
This is going to be our sixth.
6 years.
Yep.
That is fantastic. But you're the president of the Ballarat Beard and Mustache Union.
I am.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah, we've been going strong for, I think we're 7 years in now. So.
What are the union rules then, Jake?
Oh, you've got to support facial hair. You don't have to have a beard, but if you support facial hair and all things facial hair, then you're more than welcome to join.
Okay, so if I want to join, how do I support facial hair?
Oh, well,
like I hold someone's beard for them while they're eating?
You've got to use the back of your hand if you're touching someone else's beard, like a mink coat.
Right. Yep. Okay.
But no, it's just about getting around, and we usually do like a get-together every few months and just try and get bearded men together and talking about good times.
Now, I mentioned your beard, and it used to be a lot fuller than what it is at the moment. You're sitting just maybe an inch or so off the chin at the moment.
Yeah, it's pretty short at the moment.
How long was it?
So it was, at its longest, it was past my nipples.
Right.
And I'm a pretty tall dude, so.
You are a very tall dude. And you sadly had to get rid of, COVID came into play, of course. You work at one of our local hospitals.
I do.
And the rule came in that beards had to go.
Because we wear the N95 masks,
yes.
They have to seal to your face. And yeah, during COVID times, it was pretty strict.
How devo were you?
Pretty devo, yeah. It was, I think, I don't know who was more, me or my wife.
I was going to go there. I think your wife was more devastated, wasn't she?
I think she might have been, yep.
Yeah. My wife won't come within an inch of me after 3 days of growth.
Yeah.
Yet your wife said, what? Don't come near me because you've got no beard.
Yeah, pretty much. That's about it.
Right. So you're on the regrowth, which is great to see.
Thank you very much.
Now, tell us about this competition. People come from far and wide for the Ballarat Beard and Tash competition as part of the Ballarat Heritage Festival, don't they?
They do. We've had people come from interstate, Queensland, Adelaide, New South Wales. Everyone flies in and, supports this good competition.
And, you know, my mate, Mark Duncan.
I do know Mark Duncan.
Not only sports one of the great beards and tashes, but winner of Holy Moly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I've met him a few times. He's
now,
a good bloke.
I don't think he's coming down this year.
No, I don't think he was able to. Because of restrictions and work and all that sort of things, he wasn't able to make the trip down. So.
You and I were checking out some of the great photos of beards and tashes online at the Ballarat Heritage Festival website, and there was one bloke in particular whom had his moustache way out here. I don't know how long. And then the beard was split in two. The amount of product he must have used to be able to get that looking that way. What's his name? And he's president also of a club?
Nathan Coles is his name. He's the president of the Bearded Men of the Sunshine Coast.
The Bearded Men of the Sunshine Coast. It's just, it's the upper echelon.
Yeah, he's top tier. He's competed at the Worlds and, yeah, he's a really good bloke.
Now, the Worlds, you're hoping to get them here.
We would love to get the Worlds here one day, yep. Part of that is the Ballarat Beard and Moustache Union hosting and creating a competition, and with BT helping us with Hop Temple, it's been great to keep the Beard and Moustache competition going for so long.
So, Brian Taylor, I know you're sitting there in the background. What would the Worlds mean to Ballarat if we were able to secure them?
Oh, move over, Commonwealth Games. Here comes the Beard and Moustache job. That's what we're saying. WW purchases more land to build a centre for the Beard and Moustache job. That's what we're after.
So
there'll be a sign down the middle of Sturt Street. That's what we're here.
That is sensational. Boys, this Beard and Moustache competition, it's happening on the final weekend. So not this weekend, but the weekend of the 28th and 29th. Yep. Is that right, Jake?
Saturday, May 28th.
Yep.
Will and be the big competition. Yep.
Where's it being held?
It's being held at the Hop Temple. We have six categories: moustache, partial beard, full beard natural, 20 centimetres to infinity, Verdi, which is a short beard with a styled moustache, and just for fun, so faux beards and fake beards.
Okay, so what about for me? Could we add perhaps closest shave?
I reckon we could make you put a faux beard on, a fake beard.
Right.
Slap something on, bit of rope.
Okay, I pride myself in a close shave. I still reckon we should go for that. Anyway.
We might be putting a beard on top of your head too.
I might need one of those as well though.
Yeah. You're dead right with the way it is at the moment. I prefer a bald head though.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have any bald men out there with great beards and tashes though? This is a good question. Oh, Jake, my man. Jake's just lifted his beanie and he's indeed bald up top. There you go. Hey, Brian, you're not far off that either, mate.
I can't be.
Always great to have you on the show, Brian Taylor from Hop Temple. Mate, we'll catch up with you real soon, and great that you're a part of the Heritage Festival, my friend.
Thank you so much. And can I say thank you very much for the support from the City of Ballarat. They've been fantastic with the Heritage Festival and then this competition over such a long period.
Cool. No dramas at all. Always great when we have our council behind us, that is for sure. Hey, Brian, have a good day, mate, and hope your little one at home gets better soon. Jake Warren, head honcho of the Beard and Tash competition as a part of the Heritage Festival. Mate, thank you so much for coming in and sharing all of those great stories. And by the way, the trophy mm-hmm. for the winner, that is a monumental piece of work. The blacksmith at Sovereign Hill created it, yes?
Yep, he did.
And a huge block of wood that it's sitting on. You'd be proud to own that one if you're becoming the winner of the Full Beard Natural Champion.
That's it. Get your name engraved on it.
Jake Warren, thank you, my friend.
Thank you very much for having me on, PT.
Take care. Be a part of the Ballarat Heritage Festival. Just go to ballaratheritagefestival.com.au.